Sorry, I know you weren't planning on seeing me until tomorrow. 'Cause I was supposed to be staying the night at his place. Like we talked about? Of course you remember. I don't know why I said it like a question. I'm not interrupting anything, am I? Oh, you're working on the Millennium Falcon model. I thought you gave up. Could I just sit on your bed and watch? For a little while? I'll be super quiet. You won't even know I'm there. And whenever you want to go to bed, I'll just go and. Oh, cool. Cool. You really, I mean. I'm. Thank you. Have you been working on this all day? You're practically done. I'm glad you decided not to include the escape pod. I don't know why they thought that needed explaining in Solo. That's just the way the front of the Falcon is shaped. It's fine. His place? No, he didn't cancel on me again. I even did my thought exercises early so I wouldn't freak myself out on the way there and be late. But what about your model glue? Were you trying a new brand? Is it holding up the way you hoped? No. I'm not avoiding the topic. I wanted to know about the. There was another girl there. No, they weren't. I didn't catch them. She was just sitting there on the couch when he opened the door. I tried to do everything right, you know, so it could be special. I got on the pill. I read articles about how to make your first time good. I bought pretty underwear. I even practiced wearing it so I wouldn't be too embarrassed to take my clothes off. I'm wearing it right now. He said that he was tired of waiting for me to grow up. That he'd been seeing her for months. That I would have known something was wrong if I wasn't so wrapped up in my own head. She was so pretty, and she didn't say a word the whole time. She sat there looking at me like I was a dog that had been hit by a car, and she was waiting for me to be put out of my misery. Just pity. No. You don't have to sit next to me. The model, I. Okay, I'll scoot over. I'm making you mad, I can tell. I know it's not at me, but I shouldn't have put this on you. We don't have to talk about this. We could. If you're sure you don't mind, it's just. I didn't know. How could I not know? I was so sure that I was finally ready to be what he needed me to be. And then he opened the door, and I was that gawky girl hiding in her baggy sweater and her Coke bottle glasses all over again. Like always. I know I'm not any guy's dream, but I thought I could be enough. We're friends. That's what you're supposed to say. I've been me, and no guy, not even him, has ever looked at me like. Wait. No. Stop. Just stop. You shouldn't have. I know you're just trying to help, but you didn't mean that. No, you didn't. You feel bad for me, like she did. And whether it happens tomorrow or in a month, the pity will run out. And I know you'll be nicer about it, but I can't do this again. I should go, but honestly, I'm fried. Can I crash on your couch? Just like the good old days. You don't get to start being chivalrous now. I'm on the couch. This is your place. No. No. If you try to take the couch so I can have the bed, I'm going to sleep on the floor. I swear, I'll do it. Thanks. Besides, your couch is actually really comfy. I didn't mean to wake you. Wait, yes I did. Why did I say that? No, don't bother with the lamp. My eyes are adjusted. No, the couch is fine, as good as I remember. I just, I can't sleep. My mind won't. It's like it's full of ants. Would it be alright if I crawled in there with you? Okay, just let me snuggle in. What are you doing? Stop squishing yourself against the wall like that. It's your bed. No, just look, I'll lay on my side like this, and if you lay on your side too, with your chest against my back, see? We fit. No problem. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't sleep in my pants, so I took them off. But it's okay, I was wearing my thigh highs under them. Yeah, well, I thought I was going to have to take my pants off for other reasons. And you know how I feel about people seeing my legs? I always wear them whenever I have to wear shorts, so I thought it would be kind of the same, you know? No, I'm fine. I'm just my heart is beating really fast. Would it be weird if I asked you to put your hand under my sweater? On my stomach like that. It's warmer than I thought it would be. No, that's a good thing. Nothing, I was just getting comfortable. And sliding my panties down over my butt. Well, cause of all the stuff that's been in my head and what you did before, and because when you put your hand under my sweater, you started to get a boner. And when I told you about my panties, it definitely didn't go away. It kind of did the opposite. And I thought if you really meant it before, then you could slide your boxers down too and show me. Oh, that's not like my brush handle. I'm so sorry. I wouldn't even let you kiss me, and now I'm. Wow. You must think I'm such a slut. You don't? You think I'm... I'm not beautiful. No, I'm... oh, okay. I believe that... Oh, wow. That you believe I am... How could you make me feel like this if you didn't? Maybe you need these glasses more than I do. Please put your hand back under my sweater. Oh, did you just give me a hickey? Oh, everybody's gonna be able to see it. I'm gonna have to wear a turtleneck. Do it again. I'm not gonna scream. I'm not gonna scream. I'm not. Careful. My skin's really sensitive right now. Trailing your fingers down my side like that makes me shiver. Yeah, I guess you did show me you meant it. What do you mean? It's my turn to show you. Whoa. You could have just asked me to get on top. All right, that was more fun. Hold on a second. I won't be able to get my legs around you with these panties like this. There. Don't need these anymore. So I guess I just put one here and one on the other side, and oh, wow. I feel different up here. Could you turn the lamp on? Okay. Hold my glasses for a second. I need to get this sweater off. There. Okay, glasses, please. Thank you. So this is my new bra. Lacy, huh? I know my boobs aren't very big, but it squishes them up so they look kind of nice, you know? Or nicer. Don't you think? You want me to take it off? But I just trust me. They look way better like this. It'll be Disappointment City. All right, fine. You asked for it. If I can just unhook this and ta-da! See? Nothing to be excited about. No, oh, don't be stupid. They are not. How would you know? You haven't seen anyone else's boobs. No, the internet doesn't count. Whatever. Take your shirt off for me. Why? Because I want to show you that I mean it. Really mean it. I don't just want you inside me like this. Though I do want that. I want to run my fingernails down your chest and across your stomach. I want to tell you that you're sexy. And see you blush when I do. And blush with you because I can't believe I just said that. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to put your hand on my disappointing little boobs and watch you not be disappointed. I want to see that confused look on your face as I tilt your head back. And then hear you gasp as I kiss your throat. There's one thing I really, really want, but I'm not sure I can say it. I want to not be such a coward. I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me. I want you to come. I want you to come. Come for me. Come for me. I could fall asleep like this, with my head on your chest, and you still inside me. Why don't I? Well, would you mind? I don't think I've ever felt like this with him. Like what? I don't know. At home, I guess? No, not just because we hadn't, you know, done it. I think it's that you're not expecting me to be someone else. You're not waiting for me to have my Breakfast Club makeover and the movie as a different girl. You're not waiting for that, are you? Good. I really do like my sweaters.